Australia's tough anti-terror laws are set to be strengthened even further in the wake of the Parramatta shooting involving a 15-year-old radicalised schoolboy. The plan includes lowering the age for control orders from 16 to 14. A control order restricts a person's movements and activities without a criminal conviction. It comes as the New South Wales government pushes for terror suspects to be held for up to 28 days without charge. Civil libertarians say the changes would be destructive.
Australia is a country that loves freedom, and when we undo the freedoms, we're simply creating the environment for those who dislike our system to attack us.
The majority of Australia's internet service providers say they're not ready to start collecting metadata. The mandatory metadata retention regime officially begins today. Despite having 6 months to get ready, many service providers say they're still confused about the new rules. London's police force has stopped its round-the-clock guard outside the city's Ecuadorian embassy, where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has sought refuge. Police say they can no longer afford to guard the embassy, an operation which has cost more than $23 million to date. And the University of Tasmania has issued a warning to students about a possible security threat. The university's vice-chancellor says it's a general threat which is not specific to any particular campus. Campuses remain open and police will be stationed on and around them today. It comes after a similar threat yesterday at the University of New South Wales.